President Foley, Speaker Hilgers, members of the 107th Nebraska Legislature, friends, fellow Nebraskans, it is a pleasure to be here with you as you bring to a close the first session of the 107th Nebraska Legislature. In January, we were all in this chamber together, and I laid out the priorities for the state. And I'm pleased to say that you all have made tremendous progress on those priorities. The foundation of all of our work together begins with the budget. And I want to thank Senator Stinner and the Appropriations Committee for their great work. They took my budget recommendations and crafted a budget that provides for the important services we do at the state of Nebraska while continuing to control spending to 2.4% average annual growth. Can we give the Appropriations Committee and Senator Stinner a round of applause? That is great work. And indeed, if you look at the four budgets that we have passed together, those biennium budgets, the average annual growth across those four budgets is less than 2.5%. And because we have continued to control spending, we have been able to work together to deliver tax relief. Last year, then Speaker Scheer brought forward LB 1107. And in this year's budget, LB 1107 will provide over $430 million in property tax relief in each year through that refundable income tax credit. It's going to get better, though, because when you combine that with the increases you all provided in the Property Tax Credit Relief Fund and the homestead exemption, that means in this biennial budget, this body will provide to Nebraskans nearly $1.7 billion in property tax relief over the course of the next 2 years. In addition to that tax relief, I want to thank Senator Brewer. He has been working to provide tax relief to our veterans. As many of you know, five of the six surrounding states which do not tax military retirement benefits. Senator Brewer, starting last year, getting half of it, and this year coming back and getting the other half, has been able to make it so Nebraska can now be competitive by not taxing those military retirement benefits. That will allow us to be able to hold on to those veterans who we know contribute so much to our state and be able to help us continue to grow. But again, that's not all. Senator Linehan and her Revenue Committee have worked on and passed out bills to provide tax relief for Social Security, for business tax rates, for agriculture, for ethanol, and for our residents here in the state. And when you combine all of this together, this body will provide over $1.8 billion in tax relief over the course of the next 2 years. Folks, that's historic. This is the most, the biggest, the greatest amount of tax relief any legislature has done in a quarter century and potentially in the history of the state of Nebraska. If you look at our budget, 18.5% of our budget will be going to tax relief over the course of this next biennium on an average annual basis. That is fantastic work. Congratulations on what you are doing for the citizens of Nebraska. Give yourself a round of applause. That's a good one. And in addition to that historic tax relief, you have continued to invest in our state and our people. I want to thank Senator Friesen and Speaker Hilgers for bringing forward the Nebraska Rural Broadband Bridge Act. That will invest $20 million in each of the next 2 years in helping connect households here in Nebraska with that broadband access. Now, last year, we used nearly $30 million of the CARES Act money to start connecting 17,600 households. We have about 80,000 households in our state that do not have that FCC minimum of 25 megabit download speed and 3 megabit upload speed. The Rural Broadband Bridge Act will help connect another 30,000 households at 100 megabit download, 100 megabit upload, thus planning for the future to allow these households to be able to work from home, have telehealth, do homework, e-commerce, and entertainment. Now, there is more work to do. While this will help us get about half of those households, we still have to get to the other half to allow them to have that broadband access so we can grow our entire state. But again, thank you to Senator Friesen and Speaker Hilgers for your great work. In addition, Senator Sanders brought forward and passed a bill that will allow the spouses of active duty military who have a teaching license in another state to come to our state, get that license, and help immediately contribute to our state and to their families by becoming teachers. Thank you, Senator Sanders. Senator Merman brought forward a bill that will allow most healthcare professionals who have that license in another state to come to Nebraska and get that reciprocity so they can start keeping Nebraskans healthy and contribute to their families. Thank you, Senator Merman. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention carry out alcohol. This was something that we did as an emergency measure last year to allow restaurants and bars to be able to do that carry out alcohol to help them get through the pandemic. And this year, Senator Geist and Senator Lowe brought forward a package that will make that permanent. And by the way, that was probably the most popular thing I've ever done as governor. Make that permanent for our restaurants and bars to help them continue to recover as we go through this pandemic, as well as other great reforms to the Liquor Commission. Thank you, Senators, for your great work. This has been indeed a historic session of the legislature. But there is still more work to do. Property tax bills in the state continue to go up. Over the last 10 years, average annual increases in property tax bills have gone up 4.3%. Now, that may not sound like much, but when you compound that over 10 years, that means a person's property tax bill went up nearly 52%. This is why Nebraskans are mad. This body must take up in the future bill to slow the growth of those local jurisdiction property tax bills. And of course, we will all be back here in the fall to take the census data and work on redistricting for the next decade of elections here in the state. I also want to again take this opportunity to thank this body for their work, your work, over the course of this pandemic. Last year, your quick and decisive action provided assistance for the Department of Health and Human Services, the National Guard, Department of Labor, Department of Administrative Services, to be able to help us respond back to the pandemic. And because of your actions, we were able to take the steps to preserve our hospital capacity. Throughout the pandemic, we were always able to provide that hospital bed, that ICU bed, or that ventilator to anybody who needed it when they needed it. And that has allowed us, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, to have one of the lowest fatality rates from coronavirus of any state in the nation. Because of the great work of our educators, we have one of the highest rates of kids in classrooms throughout the course of this last school year. And we had the lowest unemployment rate on average of any state in the nation throughout 2020, and we've got the lowest unemployment rate in the country today. Nebraskans stepped up. Nebraskans do what they always do. They take care of their neighbors. They found ways to adapt their business practices. They changed what they were doing in their lives to slow down the spread of the virus. And Nebraskans just demonstrated once again why Nebraska is what America is supposed to be. This weekend, we will be celebrating Memorial Day. As we reflect upon the men and women who have worn our nation's cloth and who have sacrificed, and indeed even given the ultimate sacrifice, to ensure the freedoms that we have here today, I want to ask all Nebraskans to remember two of our fallen heroes. Recently, we had Peace Officer Memorial Day. And we remembered State Trooper Jerry Smith, who in 2019 died in the line of duty while patrolling our state's highways. And last year, we lost Investigator Mario Herrera of the Lincoln Police Department, who died in the line of duty of a gunshot wound while serving an arrest warrant. These two men represent the highest ideals of our values here in the state of Nebraska. Bravery, service, sacrifice. Please remember them this Memorial Day weekend as well, and keep their families in your prayers. Once again, I want to thank you for the historic work that you all did in this legislative session. Thank you for working on behalf of the people of our great state. We all know that you sacrifice as well. You take time away from your careers and your families to be able to do the people's work here. On behalf of all Nebraskans, thank you for what you do. God bless you all, and God bless the great state of Nebraska.